This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791, toll free. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or a personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of good stuff for you, including the bulletin board system with over 60,000 posts.
Really? There are over 60 now?
Yes, we are. Over 950 users interacting. And it's fun stuff. I
mean, almost 1,000.
There are a variety of topics. There's serious issues, and there's fun. I mean, like, lighthearted stuff. It's all there. FreeTalkLive.com. Totally free. Check it out.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call. Toll free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So you take control, 800-259-5791, or you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. As a matter of fact, I think we should start with an email tonight. This one comes in from Bill. Subject line, airport policeman. Hey, guys, I've been listening to your show for a little while now, and I wanted to share something that happened to my girlfriend and I last night. We went to the Philadelphia airport to pick up her sister, and they have parking prohibited, but active loading zones with police officers monitoring the traffic there. My girlfriend,
I've experienced this.
You've experienced this?
Yes.
Okay. And
apparently, if you stand around, if you don't look like you're doing something thoroughly enough, they're going to ask you to move along.
I see.
What if we're attacked?
My girlfriend drove up to the arrival gate for the flight, and we didn't see her sister. A policeman was whistling and waving at all the cars, so we drove off, and we had to do another lap around the airport, which takes about 10 minutes of getting on and off the highway again.
Really?
We get back around, and this time she pulls up to the curb, and I get out to try and find her sister. She doesn't have a cell phone, and I want to check to make sure that the flight is in and she's okay. I look around the baggage area for not more than 2 minutes when I go back to the car. I see a police officer with a ticket. He's giving it to my girlfriend as I get in the car. I get in and immediately ask the police officer what the ticket's for. He ignores me and starts walking off. I ask a little bit louder, and he still doesn't respond. The third time I ask, he says agitatedly that she's illegally parked and that he warned her 3 times to move and she didn't. He then says that if she doesn't move immediately, that he's going to take away her driver's license. At this point, I was scared, and my girlfriend was crying because he'd harassed her and now threatened her. I wanted to stand up to the police officer, but I was too afraid, as I don't know what kinds of crazy rules they have at the airports now. I'd like to know what you guys think. And does the police officer really have the power to take away your license like that?
I don't think that they have the right to the power to take away your license just like that. I think that they could probably give you some trouble on it, though.
Sure, I think that the cops will bark anything at you to get you to do what it is they want you to do.
But I think that the larger problem here is this is just impractical. How do you pick up somebody from the airport? How do you do it? I mean, is the law basically saying that you should have a cell phone and that you guys should be coordinating on the way there?
It must be.
Because
parking's prohibited.
Apparently you can't say to your party, hey, I'll pick you up at the airport and just pick them up. Because it's not like you're going to just home in on them.
Right.
You know, I'll be wearing the fluorescent orange sweater.
No, it's not that easy.
It's not that easy. I mean, you got to find somebody. It doesn't say, by the way, how they managed to pick up the sister. But are you supposed to park in short-term parking and then meet somewhere inside the airport? Is that what are they fundraising for the government here? Because these airports are government entities.
Yes.
Is that what's supposed to happen? Because it's really inconvenient. And people would prefer to save the money on short-term parking because it costs, I don't know, at least $5.
Yeah, sure.
To pick the person up from the airport. And then you have to go inside, and there's a long walk from the short-term parking to the trolley, then to the trolley to the elevators, and then from the elevators to the baggage claim area.
So you're not allowed
and then
to idle.
Make it back.
You're not allowed to idle in the pickup area.
Because my understanding of what parking is getting out of your car and leaving it.
Right.
I mean, this is when you're sitting in your car, to me, you're loading or unloading. Now, yeah. Now, say in a supermarket or something, you should move if a law enforcement officer tells you to.
Mm-hmm.
But in a supermarket, you can just go quickly to the parking lot. Here, she's just going to leave her husband at the airport.
Yeah.
And he's going to come back and he's going to be like, what the heck happened? It's not like they've
girlfriend.
Got, I mean, you know, they probably brought one cell phone, not two.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do you coordinate that? I mean, it's just, it's impractical.
I don't have a cell phone anymore. I used to have one. I mean, even though there are millions of cell phone users, not everybody's got them. Not everybody has internet access.
Not everybody manages to bring it with them every time.
Sure.
I mean, there needs to be a practical system for picking people up. And, you know, I mean, to just
the more security they lay in,
to be authoritarian about it just doesn't really solve anything.
The more security they lay into the process, the more impractical it's going to become.
Absolutely.
The more ludicrous it's going to be.
I mean, you know, it's difficult.
I mean, he did everything. I think that he did everything he could have done. I mean, the cop was angry. The cop was just being mean towards them. And
sure,
no amount
it's
of.
Unfortunately, he's got the. It's unfortunate he's got the power to do that because lots of people feel mean all day long. But when they're cops, they can be mean to you and they can force you into things.
And there's not much you can do about it. And in this case, I don't think there's any amount of wordplay that would have made the situation any better. I mean, get back in your car, move along, do what the officer wants you to do. And he's right. We don't know what all the rules are either. I mean, nobody knows what the rules are. As a matter of fact, if you go into the airport and you do something that the TSA doesn't like you doing, they don't hand you a rule book when you walk into the airport.
No.
There's no sign posted outside that gives you a rundown of the different things that apply to you as you go through that threshold.
Like they do at the pool. No running, no diving.
Yeah.
You know, no
yeah.
children unsupervised under the age of 9.
Right. You can't be here past 10 o'clock. But they don't have that at the airport.
No.
But yet you're presumed to know all of the regulations that apply to you once you step through those doors.
Once you drive onto the property.
And so if you, for instance, we had the unidentified flying objector story a few months back. There was a guy that went to the Manchester, New Hampshire airport and with the specific purpose of getting on a plane without showing identification. TSA didn't like that. He was arrested for trespassing, and that's a whole separate issue. That's how they got him out of the airport. Like a month later, they sent him a piece of mail, that said, you owe us $2,500 now.
It was it's a civil fine.
Right.
What the heck is a civil fine? And who?
I don't know.
And who orders these fines?
Some bureaucrat.
I mean, if you
was assessed.
If you break a law, at the very least, you get a day in court.
Yeah, there is none of that here.
No, this is a civil fine. What the heck is that?
And
it's
so,
making stuff up. It's this whole enemy combatant, you know, making crap up as we go.
The point of it is, let's see how many of these we can send out and see how many people send the money in. See how many people are scared enough to send the money in, because it's not just $2,500 for everybody. It could be a little bit. I mean, it could be $150 or $250 mm-hmm. if you happen to accidentally have, you know, a Swiss Army knife on you or something like that. They'll send you a fine a month later for that. And none of this is revealed to you. And, of course, they always say, well, ignorance of the law is no excuse.
But it's not a law.
That's true.
It's not a law.
It's a regulation.
Legislators have to vote on laws.
Right.
This is just crap they made up.
But they voted on the TSA, and why can't the TSA just make up whatever they want? That's what they're doing.
You know,
nobody's challenging it.
But they're not challenging it because Americans are giving up their freedom.
Right.
In some ways willingly, in some ways begrudgingly, you know, to this kind of post-9/11 insanity.
The sad part is, and you've got some statistics that are pretty disturbing,
mm-hmm.
The sad part is Americans are ready to keep giving it up.
They're ready
to bend even further over. I thought that maybe after a lot of all of this egregious violations of civil rights and freedoms and right to privacy and all that, I figured maybe Americans would be getting a little sick of it. As it turns out, no. They want more. And we'll give you the statistics coming up. Just want to finish Bill's quick email here. He says, I feel like my and her rights were violated. It's only a $25 fine and not worth either of our time to take off and fight it. But I still didn't appreciate how the officer treated us. And that he said he told her 3 times to move wasn't even true. He tapped on her window with his knuckle once as he walked by and blew his whistle at her. Are these the signals for us to leave the airport? Is there anything we could have done?
What does tapping and whistling mean exactly?
I'm not the cop. I can't tell you. Apparently he knew. We'll come back with more. Free Talk Live.
Government is best, which governs least. Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791, and it's the Tuesday night edition.
Not the Monday night edition.
Tuesday night edition. With you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners with literally dozens of ladies that have sent us their photograph because they want to be part of the Shrine, and we really appreciate our lady listeners, so we put them up on our website. And by the way, the photos are actually specifically taken for the Shrine of Female Listeners, meaning that they photograph themselves or someone photographs them holding up a sign that verifies that they listen to the show. Usually it actually references the show or perhaps references one of the personalities on the show. And then we plug them up on our website, freetalklive.com. So check it out.
All of them genuine Free Talk Live listeners.
We started the show with an email from Bill, and you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And Bill had a little incident at one of our airports He was apparently at the Philadelphia airport where apparently parking was prohibited. And I don't know what that means. I can't imagine that an entire airport
not
would...
the airport, just the strip where you, you know, loading and unloading.
Oh, okay.
Where you drop people off and pick them up.
I see. Well, anyway, the cops were kind of a little bit rude to him and his girlfriend, and they ordered them to move along. She got a $25 fine because she didn't move along when ordered to. And it turns out that the cop claims that he told the girl three times to move the car. The girl claims that the cop never really even once said anything to her. He tapped on her window with his knuckle as he walked by and then blew his whistle at her. Are you supposed to know from osmosis what that means? Are you supposed to just sort of get a psychic signal from the cop and, you know, understand what it is he's trying to communicate to you? Tap, tap.
It seems a little unreasonable to me, you know, to whistle and then just give a ticket.
Yeah.
But... I mean, there's clearly going to be some bumps along the way as we move towards tyranny, and this is one of the bumps. And
right.
The fact is, a police state does not occur overnight. We're not going to have it. It's not suddenly there's going to be cops with German shepherds, you know, stopping cars on the street. And
no, it doesn't, because the cops have to be eased into it, too.
Mm-hmm.
The cops can't, you know, the cops aren't just going to become total jackbooted thugs overnight if they had never been before. You have to kind of take one step at a time. Okay, now there's a little gun confiscation going on. All right, now we're going to set up some roadblocks here and there. All right, now it's going to be 24 hours a day, roadblocks, that kind of thing.
Well, here's some more little bits of tyranny that you can expect on a pretty soon, because Gallup,
statistics.
Yes, Gallup did a poll, and there's about five things here that Americans favor as to large numbers over what they oppose. Let's see. The question was next. Please tell me if you would favor or oppose each of the following as a means of preventing terrorist attacks. There's terrorist again, whatever the
okay.
heck those people are.
Right.
A terrorist apparently.
Someone that does something
from Arab.
Somebody that does something the government doesn't.
Yes. Terrorist attacks in the United States. How about, and in random order, they said, requiring each person going into an office building or public place to go through a metal detector. This is any office building or public place, metal detector. Everywhere. All the entrances.
Required.
At the metal detector are three or four bureaucrats in uniform.
Oh, my God.
That can shoot you if you don't obey or give you a ticket.
Yeah.
Or, you know, confiscate some little thing that you have on you.
Sure.
And forget right-to-carry laws in these particular instances. That will set these people off.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? If you've got a right-to-carry by your state, and
sure.
you've got a gun in your hip, just because you're allowed to, it's your Second Amendment right to bear arms, can you imagine? You can't go in this public place with it. Well, where can I go?
I have no idea.
I have a right-to-carry.
Wait, what was the percentage?
81% favorite, 18% oppose.
81% want mandatory metal detectors
at office
everywhere
and public places. Yes.
Can you imagine going to the grocery store and getting shaken down by some bureaucrats?
Well, there's got to be 100 people in the grocery store. If you blow up the grocery store, people
sure.
100 people would die. See, the thing is what we failed to see here is 9/11 killed 3,000 people because they navigated a form of mass transit into an office building.
I think it also apparently killed common sense.
It's just
hysteria.
It's not we don't have to worry about the mass transit getting blown up. That'd be just like 100 people. It'd be a tragedy, certainly, but it wasn't 3,000. Do you
sure.
get it?
Yeah.
And this mass transit was full of avgas, so it blew up.
Okay.
That's why this is ludicrous. You're not going to prevent something
ludicrous.
Like that.
It's still, yeah, you're not going to prevent, I mean, if somebody wants to load a truck full of fertilizer like old Tim McVeigh did back
white
in Oklahoma
guy.
City. White boy, American trained, by the way.
Well, that's important because of number five here I'm going to read.
Okay, you. Okay. Let's move on.
Okay.
More statistics.
Requiring mass transit systems like subways, buses, and trains to institute security systems similar to what is found in airports.
Great.
So now you can't avoid them.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. What's found in airports today is an excessive weight. And in some airports.
Yeah.
Some you can move through depending on the time of day, that sort of thing. But
and the amount of people.
They still tell you. I mean, even doesn't matter how busy it is. They still tell you the airlines recommend that you show up 2 hours in advance.
Yeah.
So now when I want to go on the subway in whatever city I live in or the for instance, around here, the scat bus, I'm going to have to get there, what, 10, 15 minutes early, 25 minutes early?
Yep.
You're going to have to get up another half hour early?
That's
great.
78% favor, 20% opposed.
Do these people realize they're going to be affected by it, too?
They're willing to give up those your freedom for their security, I'm afraid.
Because remember when New York put the subway system checks in, the random bag checks, mm-hmm. a few months ago? We were reading some letters to the editor of some magazine.
I think it's Village Voice.
Yeah. And we were reading these letters to the editor, and they were from people who supported the searches.
Yes.
They weren't
in New York, most of them. But.
Right. That was my point. They were all for these searches. They thought that these people that were refusing to be searched in New York City, because there was a guy that came up with a T-shirt that says, "I don't consent to a search," they thought these people were un-American, even though they were basically invoking their Fourth Amendment right to privacy. They were just slamming these people for being un-American. But yet none of them actually had to submit to the searches themselves. So at these 78% and these 81% realizing that they're going to have to go through these steps too?
Apparently.
Amazing.
Well, it's that they're willing to give up their own freedom. But the problem is when they give up their own freedom, that's fine. It's yours to give up. But don't give up mine.
How dare you? Who do you think you are? Just because you're a majority.
Number three.
Sickos.
Requiring every person going into an office building or public place to show ID.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you got to have your papers checked at the...
your papers. We need to see.
Public places now.
Yeah.
Wherever. City Square. You know, that kind of thing. 70% to 30%.
Good Lord.
Number four. Requiring all Americans to carry a national ID card. 66% to 33%. We're losing that war, my friend.
Yes, we are.
Yep. They're gonna tattoo that on your hand or your forehead, and it's the number of the beast, baby.
Tattoo it on me. Somebody's going to die first.
Okay, number four and five, excuse me. This is the one that is kind of interesting. Requiring Arabs, including those who are U.S. citizens, to undergo special, more intensive security checks before boarding airplanes in the U.S. Now, I'm a little darker than your average white guy.
Yes.
And I've got brown hair and brown eyes. If some would say black hair.
You might stand out as a bit of an Arabic person.
You know, I mean, and you're just asking...
I'd say you're Arabic enough for a special check. We're going to come back with more details on this. 800-259-5791. How do you feel about this? The rest of America's ready to sell your freedoms down the river so they can feel more safe. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the phones.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder products. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Yesterday we talked torque, using Egyptians to illustrate the force that pushes your car. Today, it's a trip to Scotland. Now don't horse around, because when we come back, I'll be in full gallop. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your foot. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shumps, and Cragen today. Okay, it's time to pony up the info on horsepower. Scotch engineer James Watt coined the term to quantify a horse's ability to pull coal from a mine. He scientifically calculated the work produced by an average pony in 1 minute, then whimsically added 50%, and called the unit 1 horsepower. This Loch Ness monster-sized measure of testosterone, calibrated for engines at peak RPM, is now used to size up vehicles. But don't award the trophy yet. Tomorrow, we'll look a gift horse in the mouth and put him in a Roman chariot race with Torque for MPG. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's the number for you. You can take control of the phones, 800-259-5791, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives there. Last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, right there on the front page of the website. Easily downloadable.
In fact, it's a heck of a bargain.
It is. In fact, we go back even further than 6 days. If you thought that was a bargain, you scroll down past day six, you'll find a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they'll provide you with literally months worth of Free Talk Live, all of it for free, freetalklive.com. So we're talking about some pretty frightening statistics. A Gallup poll, and that means they probably polled at least 1,000 adults, has determined that approximately between 65 and 80% of Americans are totally willing to give up, well, all of their privacy and their freedom of movement as well in order to feel safe and secure. Yes, they want, what was it, 80%, 81% would like to have metal detectors, for instance, at all office building entrances and all entrances to public places. And
what is a public place?
I don't know. Let's recap a few of the other ones.
Requiring mass transit systems like subways, buses, and trains to institute security systems similar to what is found in airports, 78%. Requiring every person to go into an office building to show or public place to show ID, 70%. Requiring all Americans... Now, this is interesting. That means that 11% said that it was okay to put them through a metal detector, but not okay to have them show an ID.
Yeah.
Requiring all Americans... Little consistency here, people. Requiring all Americans to carry a national ID card, 66%. Requiring Arabs, including those who are U.S. citizens, to undergo special, more intensive security checks before boarding airplanes in the U.S., 53%.
Is there any doubt at this point in anybody who's listening, in any of your minds, that the Free State Project really is the only chance for liberty in our lifetime? We really do need to get this minority of Americans together that still believes in freedom and liberty and move them all to the same state so we can all refuse to obey these stupid laws and these stupid regulations that they're passing to eviscerate our freedoms. That's what's going on here. These poor sheeple have been brainwashed into thinking that they need mommy government to protect them. Mommy, please, we need security. We'll give you whatever you want.
Yep.
Take our freedoms, please.
We don't need them.
We won't ever get them back. I don't think they know that. Because they won't. Government, when it takes control of something, whether it be your liberties or whether it just be a brand new arm of the government to do some sort of service or some sort of task, they will not relinquish that power.
They don't stop.
Unless you can force it away from them.
Mm-hmm.
These bureaucrats, when you create a new bureaucracy, you are guaranteeing it will be perpetuated into the future. In fact, when you create a new bureaucracy, it will go on to become something that you never even intended.
That's right.
Even if you manage to get the bureaucracy created in the exact way that you envisioned, I don't know what you would want. Like, let's say, man, what you had some pet program that you always wanted to see the government do. Institute Free Talk Live, mandating that Free Talk Live be on every radio station.
That would be great.
Well, even if you could get them to pass a law like that, it would end up turning into something totally beyond what you had originally imagined.
Well, then they would
kick you off the show.
Right, they'd be telling us what to say,
right,
and we wouldn't say it, so we'd be gone. But
right,
something called Free Talk Live would definitely be on, and they'd be talking about, well, how great the government is.
Yeah. And then beyond that, it would become larger than it had ever been intended. It would be more expensive than ever intended, and it would, of course, fail at all of its intended functions. And so, therefore, they'd have to make it bigger, because that's what they always do when it fails. What's that? Security's not working? Well, beef it up. Let's hire some more bureaucrats. There's not enough TSA agents? Well, let's see. Well, let's put them at all the subway stations, yeah. Because if some of this stuff goes through, can you imagine how big the TSA is going to be?
It's going to be huge.
It's literally going to be the largest bureaucracy ever. You have to submit to a TSA search in order to go play tennis at your local park. You have to go submit yourself to a TSA search anytime you want to go attend a city council meeting. I mean, how humiliating. It's humiliating enough as it is, and it's just shocking to me. I don't even know how to process this. After all the stories of the TSA feeling up grandma at the airport.
And putting toddlers on the no-fly list.
Yeah. Strip-searching people. Harassing a 69-year-old nun. Harassing people with similar names to alleged terrorists.
Confiscating all kinds of crap from people.
Yeah, literally. Just anything that they want to. They'll just take things to prove that they can.
Remember the Apple Mouse?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want, you know, an Apple mouse. Now, I'll admit to you, it doesn't look precisely like any other mouse, but it has a little Apple computer symbol on it. Apple computer is not making detonators for the terrorists.
I do not want these idiots that are running the TSA, these stupid bureaucrats, having any more control over my freedom of movement. I already choose not to go to airports as often as I can possibly avoid it.
Right.
But you want to put these checks in everywhere? You crazy Americans! What are you thinking? What have they been putting in the water supply? Maybe they really have been putting something in the water supply. We have lost our minds, Manwich.
Apparently.
This is the death of common sense. The death of freedom in America by majority vote. Which brings us to the other issue of democracy. Well, how could you disagree with 81%? 81% says it should be that way, then that must be the way it should be.
Well, not so much. I mean,
but they're the majority.
This country was founded on not
this
democracy.
This is a democracy.
It is not a democracy. Nowhere in our founding documents.
But George Bush said.
I don't care what George
Bush
said.
We're spreading democracy.
He's a butthead.
Taking
he might be spreading democracy. I don't care what he's trying to spread, what kind of wars he's out there doing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a representative republic where the citizens have rights. Okay?
Oh.
That's how that goes. And the other citizens aren't supposed to be able to vote away your right to speech, to privacy, to bear arms, and to, you know, be secure in your effects.
Yeah. And you should be free to pursue life and do things as you want to do, so long as you don't hurt anybody else. So if you feel like you want to institute some security measures and you own a business, go ahead.
Please make it the most secure business in town.
Right.
People may want to hang out there because it's very secure.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know. Really, because all of the airlines have to follow the same security procedures as mandated by the FAA
right,
and the TSA. I'd be very curious, because we've talked about this before. We've said, and at least I've said, that the solution to airline security is to make it so the airlines can set their own security parameters. So,
I agree.
So if one airline decides, we want to be Freedom Airwaves and just not have any security whatsoever beyond maybe a check for a certain type of ammunition in people's guns. Non-hole-piercing ammunition, maybe that kind of thing.
Rubber bullets.
Whatever.
I don't know if I would want to fly on Freedom Airwaves, by the way.
Fine. What I want to know is, let's say you've got grocery stores. Okay, you've got your Piggly Wigglies, you got your, what are some grocery stores that everybody knows? Piggly Wigglies, A&P, I don't know. Anyway, grocery store X, grocery store Y.
Albertsons, aren't they everywhere?
Grocery store X decides, we feel like we've been threatened by the terrorists. We want to crack down on security to make our customers feel safer. From this point on, we're going to have a roving band of security officers walking around the parking lot to ensure that you're safe. They may ask for random searches. You're going to be searched at the front door to the store. You'll be searched as you enter the store. And then I'd be curious to find out, do you think their business would go up? Because people would feel more safe?
Not so much.
Or do you think the business would drop?
I don't
think
so.
Because people would be inconvenienced by the annoying searches at the front door, which take time. And people are in a damn rush these days. Your thoughts, 800-259-5791. Coming up, we'll talk about Jack Thompson, this scumbag lawyer. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manlich.
And I did say we're going to talk about Jack Thompson. That's coming up. You said there's more statistics, actually, Manlich.
Lots more.
We're talking about some disturbing trends in this country. And Gallup is the organization that did the polling here. We're talking about majorities, strong majorities, super majorities of Americans saying, search me, wherever you want to search me, wherever I go, you can have some bureaucrats and search me. That's what they're saying.
It's kind of silly. You know, the thing is what I find most amazing about this is the inconsistency in it. The same people that 81% say, requiring every person going into an office building or public place to go through a metal detector, 81% say that's okay. Mm. But here's 48% say allowing police to stop people on the street at random and ask them to show their ID. Now, tell me, what's the difference between having somebody walk through a metal detector in a public place, wherever that is, and having people stopped at random on the street to show their ID?
Maybe it just feels, listening to the questions, it feels to me like the random thing is, I don't know, it's
more random.
More random. More invasive because it could happen anytime and you can't control.
That's the thing, though. This is the unintended consequences that we're always talking about, government and bureaucracy, is if they can put up a metal detector in a public place and search you, mm-hmm. or you know, not search you, but scan you, then,
well, presumably,
what's the difference between asking you for your ID at that public at that metal detector?
Right. Well, they're going to do it anyway.
Sure, they are. I mean, if you're going in a courthouse, which I think every courthouse has a metal detector.
Yes, they
now,
do.
Certainly mine does. You know, and you're asked to show an ID at that metal detector, you're going to say no? There's three cops standing around.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to say yes.
Yep.
So the problem is the metal detector, not the ID check.
Sure.
All right. Requiring Arabs, including those who are U.S. citizens, to carry a special Arab ID.
Oh, like a yellow star.
Yes. Perhaps we could have it stapled to their forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Allowing the government...
That's disturbing.
Yeah.
And what was the percentage on that?
Oh, I'm sorry, 46%.
46% basically saying, all right, let's be Nazis. Let's identify one particular set of people in our population, like they did to the Jews. Where are your yellow stars, Arabs?
Well,
we won't put you in any camps.
We're not putting them on trains and shipping them off to camps yet.
It took time.
It did. Allowing the government to search a list of people, a list of books that people have checked out from the library. Now, I don't know how much this really matters because I don't think the libraries. I think libraries have become sort of outdated places. It's good spots for bums to sleep, but I'm not sure about anything else.
There are still people that go to libraries.
Certainly, 37%.
Hmm.
And 60% oppose people, you know, knowing the list of books. Which you could be researching a subject. Like, what if I cared about the subject of child pornography?
Hmm.
I'm not a child pornographer. I don't want to look at pictures of kids naked. I just want to know about the subject. Hmm. If I checked out books on it, am I then on the list of suspected child pornographers?
So. Sure.
That's what's messed up about
yeah.
that. We can't really draw too much of an inference from it.
You know,
if, for instance, I check out an Edgar Allan Poe book, do I want to bury someone alive? I don't know. I mean, Edgar Allan Poe wrote about was burying people alive.
Yeah, it's ludicrous to suggest that.
Yeah, it is ludicrous to
suggest that. I want Gallup to ask the question, let's just have Gallup ask the question straight out. Do you think we should round up Arabs and put them into camps? I want to see how many of 1,000 Americans would say yes to that. They already want to give them ID cards at 46%.
It'd probably be pretty low on the list. But if it started happening, which would be the next step from a special Arab ID card, you know, what would Americans say? That's really the question.
Well, it doesn't matter what they'd say. What matters is what they do. I mean, if they gave out the Arabs special Arab ID cards, and then 2 years down the line, some terrorist attack happened, and the government says, "Whoa, we got to round them all up. We got to put them all in camps and sort them out, and make sure you're not the ones that did the attacks." And then the Americans. What are they going to do? Are they going to defend their neighbors? Are they going to run to their defense when the goon squad comes to take them away? I doubt it.
Doubt it too.
Bunch of pansies.
Allowing police to stop people in the street at random and search their possessions. Now here we're getting down to some numbers that I can find a little more palatable. 29%. But here's really...
One in three.
Now here's really the thing, though. If a police person... they say it's unacceptable. Basically, you know, two-thirds of the Americans say it's unacceptable. 70%.
Yeah.
Allowing people to be searched at random of their possessions. But it's... Half of them basically say it's okay to show an ID.
Yeah. Strange.
You know?
Once you give...
Because what's the difference between a cop saying, you know, let me see your ID? The next question would be, so you got anything, you got any weapons on you?
Of course! They just keep taking as many steps as they possibly can. You're right. If they allowed one of these steps to happen, whether it be the metal detectors, because if you pass through and you have, you know, the metal detector goes off, beep, beep, what do you got on you? You pull some stuff out of your pockets, beep, beep. And they could, of course, set the metal detector so it's so sensitive.
Right.
You can actually set
your
sensitivity on those things.
Yeah, set it off.
And so, you passed through two times. We're going to have to search you now.
Yeah. That's the difference, people. That's what you're answering yes to.
Difference in degrees, totally.
And the thing is can you trust police? Now, I'm not saying that I don't trust police, but can you trust police to say, I'd like to see your ID, but I'm not constitutionally allowed to search you. I mean, does that sound like some crap that a cop would say?
Nope.
No, they're always stopping people on the side of the road and saying, What do you got in your car?
Well, good cops.
I smell marijuana.
I wouldn't think that good cops would engage in this sort of thing. Cops that actually understand the Constitution they're supposed to protect would refuse to do this kind of work. So therefore, we'd all be turned over to the jackboots.
The cops are just as silly as the people answering these questions.
We're going to come back with more. 800-259-5791. Is there more? Was that the last statistic?
I got three more that are even more disturbing. But
oh, boy. We'll come back with that. It is your show, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, and sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send it to your inner email box. If you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free, of course. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about, we've been talking about security all hour, actually, and this disturbing study from Gallup, which has basically found that most Americans are willing to sell you down the river.
Yep.
They're willing to sell all your freedoms right on down the river so they can have a false sense of security. Because that's all it is. It's just a false sense of security. There's not really any real security when it comes to the government checkpoints and the little airport security screenings. It's just an illusion of security.
I'd say there's some real security to it.
Maybe. Not. It's not a deterrent to somebody who's determined to do some damage.
You know, the thing is that no matter what we put in place, they're still going to get around it. I mean, look
Absolutely.
At Israel. They blow people up all the... I mean, that place is just as cosmopolitan as America is. I mean, they've got just as much money, and There's people blowing up coffee shops and all kinds of stuff over there.
It's really just, it's really sad. Let's go to the phones. This is your show, Doug, in Minneapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello. Hello, Doug. Doug, in Minneapolis. You're going once. Doug in Minneapolis, going twice. Well, let's continue with some statistics. Maybe we're having some phone troubles.
Making it easier for legal authorities to read mail, email, or tap phones without a person's knowledge. 25% favor. You know,
they're doing that.
That's already done. I mean, that's what the Patriot Act's about, people. You don't have to like it. It's just the way it is now. We've already sold that. That one's gone.
Right.
Forget it. It's over. The only thing you can do about that is join the Free State Project.
Right.
That's it. You can't, they're not going to stop doing it.
Right.
Now that the bureaucrats have the power to check your email and tap your phone without your knowledge, of course, they have to say that you're a possible terrorist suspect. But what the heck does that mean?
Well, yeah, now I think the FBI can actually go and just get themselves some taps just without even having to talk to a judge first. I'm pretty sure they just have the so-called authority to just write their own warrants, basically.
Allowing the government to imprison U.S. citizens who are suspected of terrorism without putting them on trial for years.
Like Jose Padilla.
Yeah, but that one's being done. 21% people, and that's
21% said yes.
21% said yes, but that's 79% that said no.
Right.
And sorry, 79%, you lose. We've already got that crap going.
So it really doesn't even matter what the majority says. The government just does what they want to do.
Well, they do. They've done all the stuff that we say that they're saying no to already.
Right.
But we're going to give them all the rest of it. You can believe they're going to, you know, they're going to hire as many cops as they possibly can and tax the crap out of us for it. Because cops don't make money for America.
They don't do anything.
Well, yeah, they do something.
They make money for their own departments.
You know what? And
pull
the TSA
speeding.
Is going to figure out, which I assume that, let's just say that these are going to be all TSA agents. The TSA is going to figure out what makes money.
Yep.
If it's confiscating nail clippers from people, that's what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? Because cops really, really enforce the speed limits, and they enforce the drug laws.
Right.
They're not so good at this murder robbery thing.
That's true. It's disturbing, but
the money's not there in murder and robbery. You catch a murderer, what do you got? You don't get to take his house and his car, but you can if he's got a dime bag of pot.
Yeah. Or you could take the landlord's house or car.
The last one is allowing police to enter a person's home at any time without a search warrant. It's only 6%. So we're probably a ways off from that one.
Oh, man. But how many more steps do they have to take before that one's more accepted?
But I think you can pretty much count on the rest of these.
As soon as they find a bomb in somebody's house, that'll go up, too. Hour number two is coming up. This is your show. Taking your calls. Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.